Hey y'all, this is your race director, Deanna here. I am super excited to announce that we are releasing a 20-week 50K training plan very soon to be going up on our website, runbumtours.com, as well as a bunch of other new content, group runs, trail shoe demos, and run clinics that we are putting on in the next couple months. So definitely make sure to follow us on social media, our Instagram and Facebook, Runbum Races, to stay up to date for all this new stuff that we are putting out. I am so excited. Our race season is also right around the corner, with Sky to Summit being the last weekend of October this year. I can't wait to be back out there with the Runbum family. It's going to be so much fun, such a blast. All the good things, all the good vibes. And I will let Sean now take the stand with his 10 tips for how to run a 50K. But first,
hi, my name is Sean Blanton, but my friends call me Sean Michael or Runbum. I've run over 300 ultra marathons. I've been first, last, and everything in between. I started and own Runbum Races, where we put on 11 trail and ultra running races a year from Central Florida to Southern Virginia. I hope that with my trail running and race directing experience that I can help you train smarter, run further, and fall in love with trail running. If you find this podcast helpful and or entertaining, please help me out by sharing it. I'd also like to invite you to run or volunteer at one of our mini races. Welcome, friends, to the Bend, Don't Break podcast.
Hey, guys, it's Sean Runbum Bland here, owner of Runbum Races, 300-time ultra runner, race director. I've seen it all, done it all, I feel like, with the sport of trail and ultra running. I've run races in Europe. I've run races all over the states, high altitude, flat, hot, all that stuff like that. And I feel like I am confident enough and comfortable enough, and I've done enough to be able to give people training advice. For anybody who doesn't run, what we do is ultra running, trail running. It's like, really doesn't matter. This is a totally selfish hobby. One of the reasons I started my race directing company, for putting on scenic trail running races in the Southeast here in the States, was to take people to these really, really beautiful remote destination areas for these races that maybe people overlooked in our own backyard, from Southern Virginia all the way down to Central Florida. And I also wanted to encourage people in their journey of trying to do hard things via running. After doing 300 plus ultras, it's kind of like I tell people 50Ks are the new marathon. I always feel like my goal in life is just to stay in enough shape to be able on any day to pick up and kind of just go do a 50K. Maybe not compete well, but just go and do it. I've been first, I've been last, I've been everything in between. I've done, 1,100 mile trails where I'm doing 50 miles a day on the Florida trail. So I feel very confident, and you should feel comfortable with me giving you advice. But like I say with all advice, take it with a grain of salt, apply it in your own life, where you're running, where you're training, how dedicated you are. But I just want to help you guys be able to run a 50K, okay? Maybe you've done a 50K before, maybe you haven't. Maybe if you have done one before, hopefully some of the things that I share with you on this video and subsequent videos will help you out, okay? Like I said, I truly believe that 50K is a new marathon. I think 50K, even though it's longer, is easier than a marathon. I think that most people could do a 50K much easier than a marathon. Why? Because I think trail is definitely easier than road. I also think you're trying to really be in that gray area of, like, you don't know if you're going to feel really good or feel bad or blow up or not, while taking in minimal calories while keeping a maximum output, running a consistent effort. Whereas 50K, it's kind of like, hey man, get out in the woods, stop and walk when you want to, just keep eating. By the way, we've got bacon and avocado at the aid stations, like beer at the finish. So that kind of thing, I think it's totally different. I think each one is uniquely awesome. Now, one thing I talk about when I tell people about training for 50Ks, 50 miles, really anything, the number one tip that I have for you, first of all, is consistency trumps anything else, okay? You need to get, whether you have a plan or just in your head, you're like, every Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, I'm running, whatever. You just need to be consistent. And our minds like to give us lots of obstacles and lots of excuses not to do things, but you only need one excuse to keep going. So a little motivation there, I hope. If you miss one workout, oops, you know, it happens. When you start missing multiple workouts and key workouts, you know, then you're going to have a problem and you really won't know if the training that you've done specifically for your 50K is going to be enough until you're in that final hour, in that moment to see if you've done enough. So I like to try to overtrain for things. I don't know if overtrain is the right word, but I want to show up to the test being well-versed and feel like I've studied enough, you know, and same with this 50K, right? You know, our training is the hard part and the race is really just for fun. I encourage you to, you know, get after a plan as best as you can. Obviously, I understand life gets away. People have families and stuff like that. To that, I will tell you this, and I'll just be like the tough dad on this, is I know people who are missing limbs. I know people who have insane physical ailments and handicaps preventing them from doing stuff. I know people who have multiple, you know, 5-6 kids, people, all sorts of things, multiple jobs, they still find time. So it's like ultimately it boils down to how bad do you want it and what are you willing to sacrifice to make this happen. Now, I get it, life happens. So I encourage you to follow my motto of bend, don't break. What does that mean? It's basically be adaptable in all this. You know, if like your plan says go 10 miles and something comes up, you can't go as long, maybe you go a little more intense. Maybe you break that into two different runs. Maybe it's 100 and something degrees outside and you're in South Florida. And you know, instead of not running, maybe you go really early, really late. Maybe you dial back your pace. Maybe you walk a little bit. Maybe you go run on a treadmill. You know, there's just so many options. It's just find a way to do something and get it done as opposed to, it's too hard today or I don't feel like it, et cetera. Okay. Because I find like once you start compromising on these little things, you compromise in the rest of your life. So one of the reasons I love ultra running is because you have to do hard things. People try to avoid, like, oh, I don't want to feel bad. So it happens. Like it's part of it. It's not that we're masochistic. Some people are. I'm not per se. This to me is like an extreme sport, if you will. But it's super easy for it to not be as extreme as it has to be, which is training and consistency. So I'm going to give you 10 tips right now that I think are the best tips that I can give you for training for either your first 50K or your 100th. Okay. All right. I did just talk about how being consistent and finding a way. Above all else, though, you have to listen to your body. If you're experiencing what I like to say, and I'm not a doctor, I'm not a certified coach or anything like that. While I have coached high school cross country and used to do online coaching, I'm not. So this is just like suggestions for me. But typically for me, if I have muscular pain, that's not something that's threatening. You know, that's just your muscles are beat up. So I might slow down, you know, take an off day, do cross training. I like, you know, kind of active recovery. But if you have joint or bone specific pain, that's, you know, that is when I get very worried because that is not natural. So, but every now and then you have an ache or pain comes for a half mile and then goes away. So make sure you're like warming up and do all that stuff. But yeah, if something is hurt, go see a professional, right? Like if you WebMD stuff, we all know how that goes. So go see a professional and listen to your body. So number two is if the plan says 5 miles per se, just example, and you're exhausted, maybe you didn't sleep right, maybe you're malnourished for the day, whatever it is, maybe it's a 20 mile run, whatever it is, if for whatever reason, like something about that is just really not doing it. And I've told you not to, you know, to really push through some stuff, but there are times where it's just the point of diminishing returns where you do not want to go through that. If that happens, hey man, take a rest day. You know, the plan says this, we don't have to follow it absolute, you know, minute to minute, hour to hour, step for step. It's just a good guide, if that makes sense. So, you know, some days we feel really, really good running. Other days we don't. Stress, anxiety, not sleeping, food, all that stuff like that. So keep that in mind. Number three is the rule of 10%. You see this all over the internet. Coaches talk about this all the time. Do not increase your mileage more than 10%. I would also encourage you every third to fourth week to take a down week. Now, for me, I actually don't train that way. I do about 4 or 5 days on and a couple days off. I know my body. I've learned that over the years. It's because I'm less consistent. I'm all over the place all the time. One day I might be hiking up a mountain with a chainsaw to clear trails for people. The next day I might be running along a beach somewhere. So it's just all over the place, but I just kind of try to keep active, keep pushing, and keep logging the miles. Again, consistency. But as a good rule of thumb, 10%, you don't want to increase it. I'm more like 5% if you have the time to slowly build up. That's why I really don't like when people go couch to 50K or all of a sudden they find ultra running on the internet. They 2 months later, they're running 50K. 4 months later, they're doing 100 mile. You may be able to do it, but it's not recommended because you're just increasing stuff so quickly. I want to run forever. I want to run until I die and I don't want to be hurt. So I hope you feel the same and I hope you take this to heart and listen to it, because a lot of times with injuries, it's not like, oh, it's slowly coming on. It just comes on all of a sudden. And of course, rule number four for me is goes right along with the rule number three of 10% is never have back-to-back hard workouts. It's just kind of like, it's just you're breaking your body down. It's like, we don't really want to just do that every workout. And we want to be very deliberate in when we do that. So my advice is whenever you're doing a long run, a speed workout, like a hard hill workout, whatever, it's like whatever your next workout is the next day, later that day, if you're doing twice a day, is to have it be super easy, okay? And we all have like these watches and stuff like that that tell you percentage you're recovered and all that stuff. It's like, I don't really know how accurate that is, because a lot of times I'll be like 100% recovered and my legs feel like just really slow and dead. So, you know, just listen to your own body. But, you know, I'm not saying you don't need to, you know, run or exercise like after the day after, later, you know, after doing a hard workout. In fact, again, I love active recovery, whether it's walking, hiking, you know, just something easy, you know, biking, whatever. But we'll get that into that like cross training stuff in subsequent episodes. Number five is run slow to go long. So if you are trying to go really far, you know, when we're building up our mileage, you know, you don't want to go out there and go super hard. I try to run more or less by perceived effort, but also like heart rate as well. So it's like for most of my long runs, I'm like, you know, 140 or below, really 135 or below. You know, in your training, hopefully you're going to get to the point where we're doing, you're not just always going for a run. It's like, you know, okay, you're going for a run and this is the pace that I might be doing, you know, for 50K. Sometimes you go slower, et cetera, et cetera. So you're really kind of playing around with a lot of things. And then, you know, again, one of these next episodes, I'm going to have it like how to run the 50K, like race day, night before race day, and then the day after, kind of help you out with that. So you refer to that later on. Number six, I always try to simulate the course as much as possible during training. And this goes to do your homework, right? So I always go and look a bunch about a race. I read blogs, I read people's reviews, people I know that have run it. I ask them a ton of questions. I read the website. I look at not only the elevation profile, but what people are saying about it. I really try to pick people's brains. Like, is this a really technical course? Are these climbs really long? Is there anything that's really steep? I ask people like, hey, is there anything that you found while running this that you wish you'd known before, trained specifically for? Like, you know, there's a lot of beta that I try to gather prior to not only setting a training plan for myself, but also before I run the race to kind of run smart, right? So, you know, again, trying to simulate as much as possible the race course that you're training for, but also trying to log our time on feet, et cetera, et cetera. Even if you're running a hilly mountain course, I always recommend too, like you are still running some flat speed or tempo miles. I just feel like that helps out a lot just with quicker turnover. Because if you're only doing up and down, that like tends to suffer. So There you go. Number seven is figure out what works in training. We kind of just briefly talked about that as far as pacing and stuff like goes. Just get comfortable with stuff. But really what I mean specifically like that is like, what shoes, what shirt, what pack, if you're going to wear a pack, you know, what nutrition, et cetera, et cetera. Because the number one thing is we don't want to try new things come race day. And you want to be very like, you know, there's so many X factors when we're running, from the weather to the terrain, et cetera, et cetera. We want to leave as much of this as we can to just, this has been ingrained in us. It's something you don't think twice about. You're wearing the same shoes every time. You're lacing your laces the same everywhere, et cetera, et cetera, if that makes sense. So again, find out what works in training and don't do anything new come race day. Number eight, of course, this is one of my favorite things, is as you start to progress, growing mileage, doing more and more, you know, volume, harder runs, hikes, whatever, it gets really boring if you do all this stuff by yourself. So find groups and people to run with. Our Run Bum Races Facebook group is a great place to ask any of the aforementioned things I've talked about, what people's thoughts are on them specifically for you or your training. Also, to try to find people to run with, to train with, I typically will Google like group run, you know, whatever city I'm in, and you can find a list of that. You know, where I live in Atlanta, there is a multitude of different group runs every day of the week, lots of different places in the city. Find one that works for you. What I always like to say is like, group runs are free mileage, right? It's like, cool. Every Tuesday, every Thursday, I go to a group run. I know it's like, all right, I'm getting 5 miles here, 5 miles there. Like, that's just easy. I always, most of the time at group runs, I try to run, you know, just with other people. If I feel like I want to go faster, then I'll have like a little tempo, we'll pick it up. But if not, it's just kind of like you get to talk to people and you have the interaction, miles go by super fast. Especially helps having a buddy or buddies when you're doing long runs on the weekends. That is always hard to do by yourself, I find. While it is fun, it's nice to have people with you. So, definitely recommend that. And number nine is ask more questions. If you are kind of don't really understand, I'm not saying send me questions about the race and stuff like that, but ask other people, you know, training tips, advice. Am I doing something right? Any question you ask, you're getting 100 different responses. Know that what worked for somebody may not work for you, but it's always nice to hear ideas and, you know, try to come up with things that could help your training, your running, etc., etc. Yeah, but also make sure you find a place you can do that with like no judgment. Again, I said this before, our Run Bum Races Facebook group. Also, if you're in Florida, the Florida Trail and Ultra Runners Facebook group that I help manage is a great place with a lot of cumulative knowledge there. So 10 out of 10 recommend that. And honestly, I think number one, which is listen to your body, probably is the most important, but this may be more important really for me just in general, is number 10. Of course, the last one is have fun. So you can listen to your body. You can do all this stuff. You can run slow. You can go long. You can find people to run with. You can do all this training stuff and find out what works. But if at the end of the day, you're not having fun, what is the point of this? So find a couple runs that you really like. Maybe it's like a certain place you like to run, a certain workout. I like the treadmill. I like certain routes that I do, and I'll do those a lot. It's like, make sure about half of your training, I would say at least, you're doing fun stuff like that. It's okay to suffer. It's okay to go hard, but every single run should not be something that feels like it's going to break you or the whole time you're not having a good time. So keep it fun, run with people, run different places, explore, always recommend exploring, you know, finding new places to run or going on adventures on the weekend if you have the ability to do that. This whole thing for trail and ultra running, you know, when we're training for ultras, is people, I think, too often look at the destination, which is finishing the race, when really they should be looking at, you know, the whole journey of this, just in life in general, right? So it's like, use this as an excuse, you training to be able to go really cool places, and you now being physically able to enjoy them and use them as an outdoor training and playground. So with all that being said, I hope that helps you a little bit. I know a lot of this stuff's really broad. I'm actually coming out with a how to run a 50K, which I said is going to be for starting basically the night before the race, what you should be eating, doing, etc., to morning of, to running the race, to getting done, to the day after. I'm also coming up with a 20-week 50K training plan that will, all of this will be 100% free. I don't need your emails, nothing like that. We're just going to have it on our website, runbumtours.com. Really looking forward to that. I've just been tweaking that a bunch, helping other folks or coaches give their input and stuff like that. And so really looking forward to that and helping you guys run your first 50K. If you have not checked out our races and you found this video helpful, please help me out. Run Bum Races, which is at Run Bum Races on Instagram, Run Bum on Facebook, and runbumtours.com. Give that a share, a like. Consider running one of my 10 races that go from Southern Virginia all the way to Central Florida, where we chase scenery, views, and experience above all else. Thank you all for 12 amazing years of race directing, sellout races. It's been a beautiful journey, and it's been my pleasure to be able to share that with a lot of you guys. So thank you, and I appreciate everything everybody is doing out there and continues to do. So thank you for being a part of Run Bum Races. We'll see you guys soon.